Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Producer Reg.
Yay!
Producer Reg is here! Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you. We're posting any content through the podcast, either directly or by providing a link to such content, or by providing or making available such content to It's a Thing in any way. You hereby grant to It's a Thing an unrestricted, non-exclusive, fully paid and royalty-free license with the right to sublicense through unlimited levels of sublicensees to use, copy, perform, display, and distribute such content throughout the world. Thanks for joining us.
You're really into terms of service these days.
It's very fun. It's very fun to read them, actually. This is my burden.
And this one's for Chumby?
Yes,
Chumby. Oh, I miss the Chumby.
I miss there the Chumby. Still, I loved it.
There's still like a Chumby ecosystem out there. There's people developing apps for Chumby. I saw one that was just updated.
I guess I don't have to miss the Chumby.
It's like
you
the Palm
And you can unbreak
OS
your Sony Dash, too. Don't worry.
Man, I had that. I had the Sony Dash.
Mm-hmm. Aww. And now you know their terms of service.
Now we have both nostalgia and terms of service, which may explain a little bit about why people didn't develop for it as much as you might have expected. Well,
you may be wondering why all three of us have gathered today, and it's because it's a very special time of year. It's our predictions episode, where we not only make predictions for what we think might be a thing in 2024, but hold ourselves accountable by looking at what we thought would be a thing in 2023 and seeing if we were right.
Yeah, this could hurt. This could sting.
It always does, but it's
always
fun. It always
does, because we just make things up.
As John Mellencamp said when he was still called John Cougar, hurts so good.
Nice. Good one.
Words to live by.
Good one. So what we're going to do, my understanding, is we'll just go one at a time. First, take our medicine, right? Mm-hmm. Look back at the one that we predicted and see how we did, and then tack on a new absolutely made up thing. Yes.
Rich, guide us through the pain.
All right, Molly, you're going to go first here. We got your first prediction from 2023. Okay. Your first prediction was crypto, LOL. And this is your second year in a row of making this prediction.
Oh, really?
That's funny. Yeah.
I know. That's what I was about to say. I was like, but I said that last time.
But you doubled down on crypto LOL.
I'm going to argue I was right both times because it got huge and then now we're laughing at it.
Now we're
in the LOL. And it's also coming back again. Like towards the end of this year, there's a lot of little like, oh, Bitcoin's surging again.
Bitcoin is surging.
Yeah, yeah.
It's decoupling from the broader market.
Maybe it's overstating to say it's coming back, but it's like the buzz is not gone away, right? The buzzing in your ear buzz.
Yes, but I'm going to lean into the LOL part of this prediction this time and just say that it did in fact become a giant freaking joke. And so I'm going to give myself a point for this.
All right.
Shameless. Okay. Shameless.
Wait, hold on. Let me get our official scoring sheet. Let me just write this down.
Write that on your hand.
Right on your hand.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay, so I think in 2024, I don't know if we... I can't... Honestly, I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember if we even talked about Ozempic being a thing, and if we didn't, that was a big miss.
I know we talked about it in the pre-show at some point, but I think we even had it in the main show at some point.
Okay, good.
I think I heard about it here before, then like everyone in my family was talking
Ozempic.
That's exactly what we hope for. And now you have the song in your head. Sorry, everyone. Okay, so I think that in 2024, and shout out, by the way, to my swim team homies for setting the stage for this prediction.
Ah, nice.
That in 2024, we'll start to see Ozempic become the victim. People, you'll start to see companies blaming Ozempic. Like you might see Panera Bread be like, we had to close places because of Ozempic. Like, you know, people weren't eating as much and like earnings were down, and it's all because of Ozempic. Kind of like how like those all those stores got together and said that there was like a huge retail theft problem, and then it turned out that they greatly exaggerated that, and in fact their stores just weren't performing in downtowns where people weren't going back to work. I think you will start to see Ozempic get blamed for a lot of stuff in the business world. That
why is
isn't
this Golden Corral so small?
Right. Totally. Yes. Applebee's.
We missed buffet earnings by 10% this quarter.
It's got to be Ozempic. It can't be how disgusting our food is. Like, Applebee's is done, and they're going to blame Ozempic for it.
Write your business thesis now, folks. Get in early.
Yeah. All right. That's my first one.
All right, Tom, your first prediction for 2023 was vanilla cream and other off-whites.
Oh, like as a fashion, like we'll see a lot of cream-colored, off-white-colored things this year. Is that what I was saying? I'm just guessing. I don't remember.
I think so. At first, I was like, my brain auto-completed like, to ice cream, food? And I was like, okay.
No,
like,
off-whites. Yeah, other
yes.
off-whites. Yeah,
and then off-whites. Yes. So, yes, I'm going to go with a fashion or aesthetic choice here. I'm going to say, I feel like I've definitely
nailed
seen
it.
This.
I think I cheated. Bam, bam. Like, that's how would I have known this?
I mean, how would you have known? That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm just like, did you really? Because you couldn't have nailed that harder. Like, all year long.
I must have looked at a fashion blog that was saying, here are the trends for 2023. And like that one, you know, rang true. That's all I'm not going to take credit that I just knew. Like I had to found it somewhere.
I mean, that's amazing. This I spent the whole year shopping.
An intrepid producer will go back and find the audio of you saying, making this prediction and insert it right here.
All right.
What is your prediction, Tom?
Is vanilla cream and other off-whites will become like a big old trend. It's the baby beige, but for everybody.
Okay, so I like this.
Into this. Because, you know, I've been obsessed with the cream-on-cream tracksuit.
Yep.
I have cream-colored Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this vanilla cream. What a nice way to describe that.
Yeah. It sounds warm. Succulent but approachable.
I'll be honest. Right. I was looking at somebody's like, here are the hot color trends for 2023, and I saw vanilla cream on there, and I was like, oh yeah, no, that and the off-whites gonna be big, gonna be big this year, because people are they're gonna slide right off that gray blue into the cream.
God, you're so right, 100%. I'm just like, I'm giving this one now. Yes.
Now, whether you have an intrepid producer, time will tell. Recorded audience.
Apparently we did.
It's a very busy time. Yeah. Nice. Good one.
All right. Well
done. I spent literally half of the year looking for cream colored Nike sweatpants and just and then showing off like to my kid with my cream colored Hokas being like cream on cream on cream. Like, check me out. It couldn't have been a bigger thing. Nailed it. That's
well,
two
then.
Points.
Apparently, I'm a genius because I did it again this year, not realizing that I did it last year. I went to a fashion blog and I stole one of their takes. So I will give it to you for 2024. Look out for eclectic grandpa style. Retro streetwear, chic cardigans, customized clothing. And you will see this at both ends of the generation scale, the boomers and the Gen Zs. The Gen X and the millennials may sit this one out. We'll see. But eclectic grandpa, a unifying style to bring old and young together.
Outstanding.
As a cardigan enthusiast, I'm hoping this. I'll take my millennial self and
You'll join the trend.
You'll join, represent.
Yeah. I'll look like the sad middle-aged guy that's hopping on the young people trend. Yay!
I think eclectic grandpa will be for everyone who wants it.
Yes. I think so.
There'll be no gatekeeping of eclectic grandpa style.
All right, now I'm not as seasoned a thing predictor as, you know, I'm not finding things every single week, so I didn't make no assurances what I was thinking in 2023. My first one was, wait, was that me? Wait, I don't know if that's mine. I don't remember that at all. Grandma core? I don't even know what I was thinking. I guess the eclectic grandpas. I think I was thinking like coastal grandma, maybe, and just more like old, like doily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doily, yeah. Kind of stuff.
An eclectic grandpa would be an extension of coastal grandma and grandma core, yeah. Which, yeah. I think so, you get credit for that.
I think you do. Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable. I guess I'm in the same boat as Tom in that I have no memory of making this prediction. So.
And here's Rich making the prediction.
I'm going to call it grandma core.
Ooh.
Is going to be a thing. This originates. I have this in the bullpen, but I think this is going to merge. I saw someone wearing, unironically and not like for fitness, a glasses chain, mm-hmm. just around regular glasses, like a person of not elderly dimensions. And I was like, what is this? So I'm predicting, like, kind of along the lines of, hey, people are doing gray hair. I'm going to say, like, grandma chic, grandma core.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing. Something. I don't know if that's doilies. I don't know if it's glasses chains.
Let me just say that I just searched for grandma core aesthetic. I actually just searched grandma core and got like 17 articles. Grandma core. Uh-huh. What is grandma core and why are we kind of into it? Grandma core aesthetic 101, your guide to this cozy lifestyle trend from May 14th, 2023. So
that makes me feel even better about eclectic grandpa, because it just seems like the natural outgrowth, right?
Exactly.
It's just dudes being less doily, a little bit more flannel. We're all good.
I'm in.
All right. For 2024, the thing that I'll forget that I made a prediction about next year is going to be, being vocal about owning media. So, like, I think people are like, we're already starting to see, like, with streaming services taking stuff off, I feel like there's this vibe of like, hey, you got to get the DVD now. Like DVD culture, Blu-ray culture is coming back. And I feel like there's going to be more people in your life being like, well, I bought that on CD because I don't know if Spotify or something like, or I bought the DVD because I don't know with Warner Brothers Discovery buying Disney or Paramount Plus. I don't know what they're going to take down, so I think that's going to be a thing.
Would you people think Blu-rays get a boost out of this or something? Or?
I don't even think I don't think necessarily it'll like move that.
Maybe not an
that
effect.
Much.
More talk.
We'll
than,
just
okay.
people more like taking that as a point of pride. Like I feel like for a long time people have just been like chill about it. That there's definitely like this like I bought the DVD. I'm like a collector kind of
sure,
thing.
Sure,
but,
sure,
like,
sure.
I think people talking about it, making it a thing, like making that a part of their character.
I could see that, like kind of how they did with vinyl and then just being like, you know, I'm just about the physical media. It's more trustworthy. I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's a good one. I like it.
I enjoy it. All right. Take us back.
All right. Molly, your prediction for 2023 was TED Talks are over.
So random.
What did you have against TED Talks at the end of last year?
First of all, the hell with TED Talks. So
what don't are you having?
It's exactly. Like it was just well-earned animosity against that entire vibe, I think, probably. I mean, I don't even know. That feels a little subjective, and so I'm not sure how to evaluate it. I would say like you could make the pretty strong argument that podcasts became the new TED Talk. Mm-hmm. Like instead of hearing, self-important intellectual types say, I was watching this TED Talk. They now say, I heard this podcast about blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if I could comfortably state that TED Talks like specifically died in 2020.
If we're going to be literal, net, no, TED Talks are not over. But if you want to be poetic, TED Talks have faded. I definitely had way fewer people sending me like, you got to see this TED Talk. I had a few people saying, I think I saw that on a TED Talk. And I think that's telling. So at least partial credit, because they have faded. And I am more likely to get somebody just send me a good YouTube channel that somebody has done like an excellent job of breaking down a topic than to send me a TED Talk.
I can't remember the last time someone referenced it. They certainly, everybody, at least in my world, I heard this podcast. It's all podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same people, maybe, who do TED Talks.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's like, that's where the thought leadership is now, and TED Talks are like also there.
Well.
Half a point? Okay, I'll take half a point.
I'm even leaning towards full point. Like, if we're not being literal, if we're like, no, she didn't mean over, like they'd stop making that. She just meant nobody would care anymore. You're totally right.
Sweet. We are on fire, you guys. Let's
look at
go.
Us go.
Keep it rolling.
We're judging ourselves so generously. I love this.
What's the sure thing for 2024, Molly?
Oh, yeah, right. okay. This actually could be kind of risky, and I hope I don't jinx it. And we have talked about this as a possibility that I got very excited about. And I'm just putting my, I'm planting my flag. And I'm saying that in 2024, we are going to have a Travis Taylor wedding for the ages. This is going to be the new royal wedding. Yep. It's going to be the new Disney princess, like extravaganza. Like this is going to, America is going to shut down for this. It's going to be like the freaking moon landing, people.
Where were you?
Where were you?
Yeah.
When Travis and Tay Tay tied the knot.
100%.
They are going to make it, these crazy kids.
We do risk being a little bit like the mother asking when the wedding is with this prediction. I know that, but I 100% support it. And if they want to wait and do it later, that's fine.
That's okay too.
But
they can live in sin. It's fine.
They are certainly, happy enough to convince me. And public enough that there would be a wedding for the ages, not a secret elopement, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of, I think that's probably the actual prediction part, is that instead of being like, ta-da, we got married or whatever, I think they would give this to us.
It would be the most fun, like, no stakes pop culture moment to, like, organize a random party around.
Right.
Like, you know, like. Like it doesn't matter to like in any way in my life. So like let's just have fun and play some Taylor Swift.
Maybe they'll just
throw
a reception.
Yeah.
Like a reception concert. Yeah. I love that
reception
idea though.
Tour.
I think you should add a like reception counts. Like they don't have to legally, you know, sign a license.
They could just have a
wedding like celebration. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, oh no, I'm like, I think it's going to be like royal wedding style. Like it wouldn't just they had a party and there were pictures in Us Weekly. Like I want.
Totally.
I predict a televised situation and mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it's, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be a something or other. And frankly, 2024 is going to be rough in some ways related to stuff we don't talk about on this show. And so we could really, to Rich's point, we could really use just like a. Bring everybody together with a cute little Tay-Tay and Travis situation.
Need a little Christmas.
Need a little Christmas.
We need a little wedding.
Oh, boy.
all right, Tom, your next prediction for 2023 was disco. Disco.
Was disco a thing in 2023? I am asking the internet.
It wasn't not a thing.
It wasn't not a thing.
It felt like it would have had a bigger... splash. So I'm not sure how to judge this one. Because I remember this one and I remember thinking like, we're going to be talking about how disco is back. And I don't know that it was in the conversation in that way.
I just looked up the albums that define 2023 on the New York Times and none of them mentioned
disco.
None
of them are disco. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the first miss.
Shannon K does ask, disco music, style, or balls?
Yes.
Okay.
I get to count all of them.
You could say because disco balls were kind of a thing. That did happen.
Do I get partial?
I'll give you a gentleman's C on
keep
that.
Keep the streak going.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you because they were pretty big.
Yeah, because disco style came back. That's true.
Yeah,
the style really did come back, and so did the just fashion trends overall. Actually, you could argue that the metallic trend
right?
of 2023 mm-hmm. was true, very disco. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Nice.
Yep. I'm gonna give it to you because this New York Post article about disco decor and fashion trends.
Disco decor, yeah. All right. Because of that, I am not gonna predict Afrobeats will dominate the music conversation. Because that was a close shave there.
Yeah.
But I do predict the rise of cafe core. Mm. People doing cafe style things as home decor. So chalkboard and, you know, bar seating and stuff like that. Sub thing of this, jelly dishes. And this is one I'm calling because there's rising on TikTok. You'll see it if you haven't seen it already. The jelly, the jiggly dessert, usually shaped like a cat.
What?
Look it up. They're becoming a thing. And you'll start to see it as in, like, the jelly cat has come to Chicago. Here's the cafe where you can get it. So cafe core in the home and jiggly jelly dishes in the cafe.
This is incredible.
This is one of those things that sounds inexplicable to me, and then it will
dominate everything
I see in because like 10 seconds.
The thing is, it's like a, it's almost like a pudding kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like just bump the case that it's in, and all the little cats start jiggling, and they look so cute, and everybody takes video and puts it on TikTok, and then boom.
You know, this all makes perfect sense too, because it's of a piece with this specific kind of nostalgia that we're starting to see with like Creed and the Felt stuff. And it's sort of this mix of like 70s, 80s, 90s, right? And it's, it goes with the maximalism trend, and like it makes perfect sense that the foods would also start to creep in. Like, I won't be shocked if we start to see like Jell-O salads and things like that. And then vinyl tables fits right into that cafe core.
Yeah. So Jiggly Cat is how I was able to make it come up in search just now.
Jiggly.
Yeah, check it out. And then cafe core coming into the home.
Like, love that's it.
Yeah.
New style.
Absolutely new style love it.
Trend. Yeah.
I am there for that.
Cat pudding. My God. Mm. Okay, sorry.
Tastes like chicken.
And it's jiggly.
I duck-ducked it, and now I'm down the rabbit hole. All right, Rich, what do you got?
All right, my last prediction for 2023 was cassettes at major retailers, and I say hat tip to Jackie by way of Tom Merritt. I don't know what that means.
I think I may have mentioned it somewhere else, and then Jackie mentioned it to you?
Probably. That's just a guess.
I don't have any memory of that. It just
that seems like the archaeology that is most likely. And so I didn't see this like walking the aisles of Target. However, Taylor Swift does have a cassette listed on Walmart.com.
Maybe you were just a touch early on this one, but wow. I think so
maybe
Slash Gear Instagram post about cassettes having a comeback from 130 days ago.
Cassettes are definitely having a comeback.
Oh, yeah, cassettes like, but I wanted to see if it would hit that same like Target is now like vinyl cent, like it's like a record store in there, and I was wondering if cassettes would kind of get there too.
I saw cassettes at Target ever, because they're so stealable, they would be in like the big plastic,
the big plastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna say like they're much like pocketable. Crypto, just carry this forward.
Just carry this
into next year.
Well, I didn't do that, and my prediction for 2024 is slow messaging / sending letters.
Oh.
I want to say, like, this is, I don't know, some sort of social media reaction kind of thing, or more thoughtful, crafty kind of thing. I don't know if it's going to be, there's going to be, like, an authentic social media app that's like, you send this and they get the message like an hour later. We used to just call that like dial-up email.
So it doesn't have to be like written, handwritten letters necessarily. Yeah, but
like some
be.
Sort of artificial construct that makes messaging slower and more authentic or something like that. Like how like there's a bunch of like laps or whatever, all these apps that like slow down sharing photos, like something like that specifically for messaging or sending letters as my cop-out.
I love that because I actually have been thinking that there's going to be a bit of a resurgence in crafting in general. I mean, it goes with cottage court. Like, it just kind of goes with the whole vibe and the felting. And I could really imagine letter writing becoming a thing. And I kind of want to incept it. I kind of want to, like, encourage it to become a thing. Because that's lovely.
Be the change, Molly.
I want to write a letter.
I like an aspirational prediction like this. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
manifest.
That's so
manifest
cute.
It.
Manifest it.
Let's all just send postcards. They still have the special stamps for those,
right? Use your attachment style that we talked about last week, and then write a letter.
And then everyone will see the live.
The
is
only
my
attachments on my postcard are my attachment style. Unlike the dangerous email you would send.
Dear Lord. Am I the only one with a third? Because I can stop. I can stop predicting.
No, we have to go through all of the predictions.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
this is now an It's a Thing tradition. Molly
gets
three.
It's a Thing. I can't stop. I get too excited and I bring three.
Oh, wait. There's nothing in there.
Oh. Turns out.
There's nothing in the cell.
That is amazing.
You only had two.
No, you did. It disappeared. Here it is.
Oh, it got deleted by
accident. Oh, no. There were there were three. I copied over the cells from last year's predictions. You had three in 2022.
Your third one
was climate signaling. Nailed it.
Oh, hey.
And then there was only two though in 2023. So there are two in 2023.
All right. Cool.
But you can have what's your third prediction for 2024?
Well, my third one for 2024, and again, I may be trying to wishful thinking this into existence, but I don't know for sure, is a backlash against weed culture. So I think we didn't talk about how big a thing weed culture became in 2023, especially as it gets legalized in more places, but also just this kind of the everydayness of weed being everywhere. People smoking out of cars and on the streets. And now that you can, it's like everybody. And that's just what everyone is doing, is just talking about it and buying it and smoking everywhere.
This makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And I kind of feel like in 2024, because frankly, it sucks. Like, I don't want to get smoked on everywhere. And I'm tired of everybody being high in their cars. And also, it's just sort of, and there's this kind of like, everybody on TV is high all the time and they all talk about being high all the time. And I just feel like this is going to be the year where maybe like the mocktail, or maybe kids go back to Bud Light, which would be freaking great because it's not laced with fentanyl. But like, but there's that part of it too, is that weed is not as safe and trustworthy as it was before. It used to just be like, weed is the totally safe thing and everybody knows it, and now it's not. And I think there's just going to be, much like with everything, it will hit the kind of scale in 2023 that leads to think pieces and, you know, CDC stuff and just a little bit of a like, no, thank you. No, thanks.
We had our fun. Everybody was excited. Like, oh, finally we came to our senses and we're not, you know, declaring a war on an herb. And now it's time. It's like, okay.
Now we can choose not to.
Yeah. Now let's just, you know, act like adults around it.
Sober culture comes for weed.
Yeah. Sober culture comes for weed. That's the headline. Yeah.
Well said. And let's do that.
All right. We are not done with the predictions, though. We have predictions from our audience sent to feedback@itsathing.me. Joe Hood predicted people in tech will start calling all large language models Gippity. A progression from ChatGPT to GPT. To saying GPT really fast, jippity may even become a verb. I will jippity that. And walking as fitness and or walking for mental fitness becomes a thing, and this feels cyclical. I think you have a better chance of your second one than your first one, Joe, but I love jippity. I'm going to start saying it all the time.
I don't know. The Justin Robert Youngism of Chad and Brad for ChatGPT and Bard is infested my brain. So it'll take a lot to get over that.
But Chad has so much baggage that...
There's a little baggage on Chad more than Brad, which Google likes.
Yeah, Google's like, please.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, jippity is hysterical. I'm totally going to start saying that. Yeah. Ambassador Domo writes in and says, the Pantone color of the year for 2024 will be peach fuzz.
Just nice. Shaking that claim.
Which is very evocative. Like, I can sort of see the kind of grayish pinky peach tones that you're talking about.
Some could even call it an off-white.
Ken Hayes plays it safe. The political verbal sniping will continue to deteriorate. Not much insight required for this prediction, says Ken.
I don't know. In election year, usually everything calms down.
Yeah, everyone gets sober and makes a clear democratic choice.
We stop smoking weed. Yeah, it all works out well.
Yeah, everything's
a path.
And Zoe Brings Bacon makes a very gutsy prediction. We just got Zoe, thank you for this. Putting yourself out there, okay? I predict Apple will produce a new phone in autumn and a VR headset of some sort early in the year. Zoe.
Wow. Laying it all out of the line.
Way
Zoe.
Out of
the I don't know about this one.
You're going to have to repo that bacon.
Boy.
Will it Zoe be available in peach fuzz?
Zoe and Ken, I'm worried about. See, peach fuzz is actually
a peach fuzz phone.
Yeah.
Also a peach fuzz case where it's like it has a little texture.
Ooh, it's got a little velvety felt feel.
That's awesome.
Velvet phone cases. Oh my God, make this a thing.
Velvet phone case. Dude, peach fuzz is the new rose gold.
Calling it.
100%. This is the most beautiful sky out right now, by the way. I'm just looking out the window, and it's amazing because it's a new year. And thank you. Hopefully you all join us in the new year, especially those of you who support the show at patreon.com/itsathing, and especially those of you who support us at the shout-out level. You make the show possible, and you make possible this segment, the shout-out segment, which this week is based on past predictions. What a delight.
Oh, this is so good. And I think I think, Rich, you should read the shout-outs with us. You never get to read your own work.
Sure. Yeah, well, we can all take turns. That sounds fun.
All right. Let's let Rich start. Rich, Molly, okay. Me. Let's go that.
All right. Roaring Eric Duncan parties will be big in 2024.
Getting hella Brian Gianfercaro with your home Baylor Trucks gear.
It's Joe Hood parties. Joe Hood parties will be big.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Olympic Mike Akins will be the thing.
I think, just stick with me here, bottled Gabrielle Cohen is going to take off like cider.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried that we may face AB puppy fatigue by October.
I think we can all agree on this one. Jake Woods, LOL.
Boom and bust.
Boom and bust of Jake Woods. Huge. Okay, I feel so confident about this. Huge baggy Benjamin Forrest coats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen them on the street, but taken off to another level, yeah.
I also feel like we're going to get a lot of Laura Abel signaling.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's probably likely.
I'm getting vibes that we're going to see a new Morris Jones will take the Kevin Sill crown from Lee Price.
Yeah, that might happen.
Whoa, sorry, Lee.
Kids are fickle. That's what I'll
say. Dang. I think we are likely, I'm sorry to have to tell you, we're not done with this yet. The return of Louis St. Amour as NFTs.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I never thought Louis St. Amour would become an NFT.
I didn't see that
That's
coming
crazy.
Either.
Yeah. And then I think we'll see an alt James C. Smith boom like alt AJ Venturella.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alt all the patrons, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a point to all those.
Indeed. And thank you, patrons, for letting us complete a ninth season of It's a Thing.
Ninth season. Oh, my God. Thank you for sticking with us. Thanks for listening for so many years. It's kind of bonkers to even contemplate how many years we're talking about, because it's not just like 9 years in a row. There was like a break. this is actually year 13, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right? Of It's a Thing?
We did like Curb Your Enthusiasm. We took a big break between a couple seasons.
Man.
And Tom, we have one more thing to share before the end of the show. Okay.
That's right. We can't end the show without a special message from
at the very
one
end,
of our...
At the very end, after we say goodbye, we'll finish with a special message from Joe Hood.
Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye bye.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Molly, Tom, Rich in their comfy. Girl dinner and girl math. These are my Roman Empire. Spooky season on the roster. Leopards eating your face. Is caviar or tin fish functional food? MSG sphere showing brackets of our favorite beige flag. And the malls are all full of Gen Z.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's how we now know what GAT is. And they help Let us know. We're all too old to say Riz. Feral parrots, javelinas, Team Orca is here. While the plant dads watch Taylor and Travis, Stitch incoming, POV vid of my grimace, shake drink, I count my macros and drink collagen. It's a thing, let them cook. I'm in my Morito era. Clap it up. That's the move. We're drinking rosé all day.